does $250,000 get you when you're putting together a website? Well, if you want to sell or buy health insurance in Oregon, you don't get very much. Cover Oregon, the state's health exchange website, was plagued by massive technical issues. Not a single person was able to use the online system to enroll in a health care plan. Oregon's now the first state in the nation to trade its own system for healthcare.gov, the federal website. Christian Fodenvenzel has covered this issue for Oregon Public Broadcasting, and he joins me now. Hi, Christian.
Hi.
In a nutshell, what went wrong when they were building Cover Oregon?
Yeah, well, there were a couple of issues that went wrong. And I wanted, in the lead up, you said it's $250 million that they spent, basically. And so a lot of people did enroll, but they had to do it via paper and things like that. So it wasn't that nobody enrolled. What didn't happen was that nobody managed to sit down in front of a computer and do it all by themselves from start to finish. So, and what happened here was basically, Oregon, we were really excited about the Affordable Care Act. And rather than have a Cadillac website, we wanted a Rolls-Royce website. We wanted it to deal with, you know, Medicaid, that's the in state, the people who are poor and sick. And then we also wanted it to deal with CHIP, that is food for kids and things like that. And then we wanted it to do private insurance. So we wanted all the bells and whistles. And really what we're hearing now is when you're buying and setting up a website, you need to do it bit by bit. You start with a small part and then you make that work and then you add on to it. So you build the put the wheels on and then the chassis and then the seats and then the steering wheel. I think Oregon tried to like go to Oracle, who put it together, and say, yeah, we want a Rolls-Royce, just go and do it for us. One of the other problems was when they wrote up a contract with Oracle, and this really boggles the mind, is they did not link payables to deliverables. So it didn't say, once you deliver this, we will pay you. It was more a kind of a, hey, we want the Rolls-Royce, you know, put it together for us and we'll be happy. So that's what happened. We also didn't get a systems integrator, which doesn't mean a lot to a lot of people, but you can imagine this is a computer person who can say, yeah, we're going to make our system work with the federal computers. We're going to make our system work with Medicaid. We're going to make it work with CHIP. We're going to make it work with the state. And instead of like hiring a contractor to do that, Oregon thought, we're going to be really smart and we're going to have a staff person do it because then they'll stay. They won't run away afterwards or leave and make more money elsewhere. So but that didn't work. They never got somebody to do that properly. So we never actually talked to each other. So
it was a big mess when launch day came. You mentioned sort of almost 400,000 people actually got health care, but they couldn't actually type things in on a website and do it the way it was supposed to be done.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if Expedia had a website where you're going to buy a holiday, but you had to download it, fill in the paperwork, send it in the mail, you know, it's not truly a working website. But what happens is, you know, people download this information, fill it in, and they send it to Cover Oregon. Somebody in Cover Oregon then types in, and if it's too complicated, they get a spinning wheel of death. But they know how to deal with that spinning wheel of death, and they work around it. So that's how they got. I mean, they did get 383,000 people sign up, and that is kind of puts us in the middle of the pack in terms of, you know, percentage of population who's signed up for insurance.
Yes, it does actually seem kind of remarkable given the problems of the website. Do you have any idea how many people did not get insurance?
Yeah, that's hard to tell. Well, Oregon, we were going to have to get 150,000 people to sign up to make this website pay for itself. Each person who signs up pays a little percentage. So we wanted 150,000. We only actually got, and this is for private insurance, we only actually got about 75,000 for private insurance. The rest is Medicaid and other things. So, which means it's hard to know, but they were hoping to get the 150,000. We got the 75. So, you know, the best guess would be we're missing half of the people who signed up. So,
right. You know. Late last week, we heard news reports that the FBI is investigating what happened. What do you know about that?
Yeah, very little, but the Wall Street Journal had a piece to say that the FBI was out here snooping around. And we know that many other federal, like Department of Health and Human Services, they're looking into it. But obviously this is for criminal problems. We have had a representative talk to the Oregonian, local representative, and say, yes, he talked to the FBI for about 90 minutes. Above and beyond that, we don't really know. You talk to the FBI and we can neither confirm nor deny that kind of thing. So it sounds like they're digging around whether they find anything criminal. They're finding the line between incompetence and criminality, which can be a difficult,
murky
line to find.
When you're thinking about where to point the finger, who's to blame?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, the three people who were leading the charge for Cover Oregon, the kind of the main people, they are gone now. One of them was Dr. Bruce Goldberg, who was a longtime friend of Governor John Kitzhaber here. He was a former emergency room physician, and he's been leading the charge. So that was his lieutenant, his right-hand man, and he's gone. We had a couple of other people who have gone. I think what it is in other states where it was kind of nerve-wracking because we got people who didn't like the idea and were quite strong, Oregon, everybody wants it. So there wasn't that kind of oversight. So I think they were just very excited. Oh, it will be fine. And before they know it, they just didn't have anything. So
Dr. Goldberg was your governor's friend. The governor is up mm-hmm. for re-election. How is this going to affect Kitzhaber's chances?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. And OPB just did a poll today. We're releasing the details today. And I think it's like 38% of respondents don't believe that Kitzhaber deserves to be reelected. Those are pretty bad numbers. But I don't think, and looking a bit into the guts of the poll a bit closer, it's not enough to get Dennis Richardson, who's challenging him, he's the Republican, to really push him up. It's, you know, I think it is affecting Governor Kitzhaber, but not to swing the race. We'll see, obviously, but that's what this poll is saying. So,
well, Christian, it's interesting because we're talking about the politics of all of this, but the taxpayers paid $250 million for a website that they wanted a Rolls-Royce and they got a red flyer wagon. How does the Cover Oregon failure affect consumers in the long run? Now you're joining the federal website.
Yeah, that's a good question, because what we're doing is we're splitting it into two. The Medicaid section is going to be dealt with by the state, and some of the computer work which we've worked on, they've worked on, that's going to go with them. So there is some value there, they're telling us. With the feds, the people, the 75,000 and more that will probably sign up in the window next time, they'll go with the feds. So they, first of all, they're probably going to have to re-enroll. After all this nightmare of kind of trying to enroll through Cover Oregon and getting the spinning wheel of death and trying to find someone to help them enroll, they now have to re-enroll. So I think that's a problem. But also the percentage that each person has to pay Cover Oregon or the feds to enroll is more with the feds. So I think it's like $4 a month extra. And, you know, that's $40-$50 a year. And that's going to cost them more as well. And one other thing, if I have time, I think we got a lot of insurance. All right. We've got a lot of insurance people signing up here. We're excited. We've got 16 companies. Only five of those don't have the technology to work with the feds. So will they join the feds and will that affect the marketplace? We don't really know.
So. Oh, well, we'll check in with you again. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Christian Fodenwenzel. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
It's The Record with Steve Scherr. I'm Marcy Silman.